There are hundreds of thousands of veterans in Oregon and Washington, many surviving with challenging disabilities and health conditions. I talked to Jeff Hall with the group Disabled American Veterans to find out about programs to help them cope, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Especially when you're talking about veterans with disabilities, how difficult is it for them to find work?
For veterans with disabilities, you know, they deal with a different set of challenges, and especially in a time of a pandemic, and they're dealing with isolation on top of the types of disabilities they might have that impact them differently. But veterans with disabilities obviously have certain challenges that those that don't have disabilities encounter. The struggle for them, you know, might have been seemingly more different, but ultimately throughout the year of 2020, even, you know, we were at a historic low of about 3% unemployment rate amongst the veteran community. There was an incline, you know, in the immediate days or weeks following the shutdown and things like that. There was that immediate incline, and for service-connected disabled veterans, that unemployment rate rose to about 6.5%. Now, there wasn't much variance between the men and women service-disabled veterans, which was, you know, really good news, so there wasn't any kind of difficulty in that way or difference in that way. But when it rises to twice, almost 3-4% higher than what it was just weeks earlier, that was a huge shock to everybody's system. So the testament to disabled veterans is that they're resilient, they've weathered very, very harsh times, and so in the employment arena, that could be was certainly applied forward. We're now looking at an unemployment rate of about 4.6%, so we're on the road to recovery in that regard and moving forward.
How has the pandemic in general impacted veterans?
Well, I think one of the more prominent things is, you know, those that are dealing with things that might be like post-traumatic stress disorder or anxiety or something of that nature to traumatic brain injury, you know, those feelings, or maybe they have seriously limiting type disabilities or catastrophic illness and things like that that are related to military service, those things are going to be compounded when somebody says you can't go out, or you don't, or you have the limitation. It can be very, very isolating. In fact, more isolating than those that don't deal with those types of disabilities. That's why we always encourage, you know, in the veteran community to do a buddy check on those that they know that might be suffering in, you know, in silence or things like that, to do a check on them to make sure that they're doing well and needs are being met and things like that. Employment was no different, and that's why we wanted to keep that message going forward that companies were still hiring. And the way we could do that was providing that engagement virtually.
I know the Portland VA was one of the local organizations that was first to get the Pfizer vaccine because they just so happened to have that type of refrigeration, that extremely cold temperatures that are required for that medicine. They had the facilities that could handle that. So that was fortunate. I was wondering if you could comment about the rate of COVID vaccination in our veteran community.
The VA, I think, has done, this is from my personal experience because I have received the Moderna vaccination, but I will tell you that in my view, the VA had done a very, very good job with how it was being, you know, they had to wait certain time frames of when the vaccination was going to be made available to the VA hospitals. Now, I particularly have a type of condition to where I should have been on a priority list. But even if I would have been offered that, I probably would have let an older veteran go before me, as an example. But the VA did very well with their information flow. When it was my time, they contacted me and they said, you know, here, we want to talk to you to make an appointment, and everything kind of went forward. As far as the rate and the dosage, everybody that I've talked to, whether it's coworkers or people in the veteran community here local to us, has had a really positive experience as far as the way the whole situation was handled. Coming in, safety protocols, getting you moved through as quick as certainly they could, and then, of course, follow-up care or follow-up phone calls to ask how you did after that. So that is very important, and a very important message across the country. Now, not every veteran is going to have the same experience. That's true. But I think, by and large, the VA did a very, very good job with the COVID vaccination.
About how many of the veterans are currently fully vaccinated?
I don't have that particular data. I don't know. I know that when they started out, they go with the oldest veteran first. I'm somewhere down the middle of that line, and they're well below me. So I would say they have had to make it, you know, a huge impact in the veteran community.
Has it been more tough for veterans in general, not just disabled ones, but all veterans, to find a job in the last year?
Well, like I said, when you have an unemployment rate that's sitting around 3%, it jumps up to 6.5%. The immediate impact is we have all these unemployed veterans. And, of course, veterans, service-disabled veterans primarily are our main focus. We reached out to the service-disabled veterans as our primary focus, and offering them, if they were a service-connected disabled veteran and they had lost their employment or been furloughed and they needed some immediate aid, they could apply for a DAV unemployment relief grant due to the COVID situation. And during the past year, we provided well over $2 million to those service-connected disabled veterans. So the contrast between not service-connected and service-connected, I think it was really about in the same category. The struggle was about the same. But veterans themselves, whether they have a disability or they don't, have been able to weather the harshest of times over the history, and I think had done as well as could be expected in the situation.
I was wondering if you had any closing thoughts about some of the services that DAV has available to veterans in the Pacific Northwest.
Sure. If you are a veteran or a spouse of a veteran, or you're a company looking to hire them, we want you to visit our employment resources at jobs.dav.org. There's a full job board with over 200,000 current opportunities. It goes up and down. Those vacancies are filled and things like that. Companies will find our VA or DAV guide to hiring and retaining veterans with disabilities. So there's a whole host of those tools and resources to help both sides in that regard. And we just like to make sure that veterans remain optimistic and moving forward. Come to us for the assistance, whether you're trying to get your VA benefits or reopen a claim because a disability has gotten worse. If you have general questions about, as you had asked me here, about the COVID, about those types of things, healthcare, need a ride to and from your VA medical appointments, certainly contact us and we can put you in touch with the folks local to you.
And that was Jeff Hall with the Disabled American Veterans.